What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, Jake. Today we'll be recapping Thursday Night Football, covering injuries, who's questionable, who's already labeled out, and my starts and sits of the week. Let's get into it. Thursday Night Football consisted of New England Patriots and New York Jets. The Jets took this one 24-3. In this game, Jacoby Brissett had a good completion percentage, but not a lot of yards, obviously. He only had 98 yards, but he was 12 for 18. The final drive was Drake Mays. He was 4 for 8, 22 yards, adding 2 rushes for 12 yards. For the rushing aspect for Patriots, Antonio Gibson, 5 rushes, 29 yards. Ramondre Stevenson, 6 rushes, 23 yards. He did also lose a fumble. DeMario Douglas led the team with 7 catches, 69 yards. Austin Hooper had 1 catch, 19 yards. Jalen Polk, 2 catches, 13. And a lot of people added Hunter Henry, 2 catches for 9 yards. It's kind of hard to get a lot of yards right now for New England with only, you know, just over 100 yards total for receiving. Aaron Rodgers looked like a young Aaron Rodgers. He did a lot of things he didn't do in the last 2 weeks. Aaron Rodgers was 27 for 35, 260 or 281, 2 touchdowns. Braylon Allen is carving out a role for the Jets overall. 11 rushes, 55 yards. Breece Hall added 16 rushes, 54 yards, and 1 touchdown. For receiving, Tyler Conklin led all receivers with 5 catches, 93 yards. Alan Lazard, once again, he scored another touchdown this week. 3 catches, 48 yards. Mike Williams, 3 catches, 34 yards. And Garrett Wilson had 5 catches, 33 yards, and a touchdown. Also, Breece Hall had 4 catches, 29 yards. Braylon Allen had 3 catches, 13 yards. During this game, like, Aaron Rodgers did a lot of things he hasn't been doing, like rushing. He did rush for 18 yards, which that might be his season total in other years, it feels like. But he was scrambling. He's moving well in the pocket. It looks like his Achilles is healing a lot better than we expected. And if he keeps on facing teams like the Patriots, he could have very high success. This week's injury report, questionable, and I'm guessing they're going to play. Justin Herbert, questionable with a high ankle sprain. He did get some limited practices in this week. Tajay Spears, questionable, but logged limited practice with his ankle injury, so he should be playing. But I would assume that it's not going to be full term. I mean, it's Tony Pollard's backfield, but he can contribute here and there. Rashad White. He's questionable, but he also limited in practice. Roman Dunze with knee, he's limited, but last week he did play, so I'm assuming this week he did, or he does. Josh Downs finally gets practicing. He is full participation in practice, so I see him playing this week finally. Jake Ferguson was limited, but I see he's going to be playing this week with a knee injury. Tank Bigsby, shoulder injury, I believe he's going to play. He is limited as well. T. Higgins with his hamstring, he did have a limited practice, but I would assume that he's going to be playing as well. I think Bengals would love to have him back, as they sure look like they're missing him. Now, this list would be players who haven't been ruled out, but most likely won't play this week. Josh Palmer, unlikely, didn't have any practice this week. Russell Wilson is questionable with a calf, but I believe they're going to start with Fields anyways. Jordan Love, he's questionable. He's got a couple limited practices with his knee injury. If I was the Packers, truthfully, I would sit him. You won last week. The division is, you know, 1-1, 1-1. 0-2 and 2-0 with the Vikings. And to me, Why risk it so early in the season when you're trying to play for the Super Bowl and you're facing the Titans? And Titans got beat by Caleb Williams throwing 93 yards. Yeah, granted, the defense scored all of it, but, I mean, Malik Willis last week showed that he could still be a game manager, contribute. You could keep pounding and running down the throats with Josh Jacobs. And also, Malik Nabers is facing his old team. I feel like he might have something to prove against them. If I was them, I would start Malik Willis. If, you know, Jordan Love is active, I mean, I'd have him as my backup quarterback just for this week. See how things go. If you have to have an emergency quarterback, sure, go for Jordan Love. But if I was the Packers, I would hold out just because if you're trying to go to the playoffs and make a deep run this season, I don't want to get my star quarterback injured worse than it already is. Joe Mixon, I do believe, is doubtful now, labeled. He might be even labeled as out. Raheem Mostert, he was doubtful, but I just got notification that he's going to be out. Ken Walker is also doubtful with his oblique injury. Cooper Kupp hasn't practiced all week. I assume that he's going to be missed with his ankle injury. Players that's already been ruled out for Sunday's game and Monday's is David Njoku with an ankle, Pierre Strong during that game with his hamstring. Keenan Allen is labeled out with his heel injury. Damian Pierce is out as well. With Damian Pierce and Joe Mixon being out, I see Cam Akers as the potential starting running back this week. So if you're trying to get a stream for running back this week, look at Cam Akers, see if he's on your list of free agents. Jordan Addison is out as well. A.J. Brown is out with his hamstring. Deebo Samuel hasn't practiced all week with his calf and is now out. Those were the top injuries right now. My quarterback starts of the week this week is Joe Burrow versus the Commanders. They've been allowing 27.5 points per game. They only have two sacks and no interceptions on the year. Also, Daniel Jones just threw for over 200 yards, I do believe. And the week one, Baker Mayfield also tore up this defense. I think this is a must-win game for the Bengals since they're 0-2. I see Burrow getting a lot of passes to Ja'Marr Chase, and hopefully T. Higgins is healthy and he's running routes as well. I see Bengals taking this one also, but this is a get-right game for Joe Burrow. Kyler Murray is my next one versus the Lions. Lions keep on allowing so many pass yards against them week one. It was one of the only two 300 yards performances allowed against him with Matthew Stafford. Also, I think Lions are going to kind of shut down the run game with James Conner, allowing Kyler Murray to be passing. My third start of the week for a quarterback is Brock Purdy. Yes, he doesn't have Deebo Samuel. But he does have Brandon Ayuk. This is a get-right game for Purdy. They face the Rams. Rams are allowing 33 points a game. 49ers passing is the second most with 275 yards per game. I'm seeing Purdy probably throwing close to 300 yards and getting the job done against the Rams. Rams also don't have high wide receivers or anything like that. So I see Brock Purdy putting up good numbers and getting the ball back and keep on scoring. Speaking of not putting up good number or having elite wide receivers, my QB sits of the week is Matthew Stafford against 49ers. Once again, there's no elite receiver this week with Puka out and Cooper Kupp out. Look for the Niners to get after the quarterback and also fill the box and stuff the run. Also, Justin Herbert is another sit of the week for me. He's injured. He's not going to be as mobile this week. Going to have to try to play to the strengths for the team and hand the ball off against a good defense against Pittsburgh, I do believe they face. And he's only averaging 137 yards per game. Against the Steelers defense, that's a strong defense. I think they're only allowing like 8 points per game. I would not be playing Justin Herbert. My last cute quarterback sit of the week is Sam Darnold. They face the Texans. They're getting after the quarterback in the first two games. If you look at week one was against Anthony Richardson. Richardson had his completion like 9 for 19. Yes, he had 212 yards, but 70 of them were 69 yards, I think, came on one play when he's falling on his back foot. Just a perfect pass that he threw, but everyone was right up against in his face. Caleb Williams didn't have that great of a game. He's looked good okay, or he looked good in the first half. Second half came out and got sacked, kept on getting hurt. Justin Jefferson should be playing, but he's also still dealing with a quad injury. And Jordan Addison is already labeled as out. Those are my start sits for the quarterback position. For the running back position, my starts of the week is Tony Pollard. They're facing the Packers. Packers have gave up 100 yards to each of the first two games against Saquon Barkley. He had an amazing Eagle debut. 100 yards, 2 touchdowns rushing. Last week, I assume that both Jonathan Taylor and Richardson would be running all day, but I actually was just Taylor. Tajay Spears is also dealing with an injury or ankle injury, so I look to see Tony Pollard get a big workload this week. Second is Devon Achane versus the Eagles. Eagles last week allowed Antonio Gibson 96 yards and Ramondre Stevenson 81 in a touchdown. Also, Skyler Moore is playing at quarterback this week due to Tua's injuries or concussion injury. And I see them handing the ball off a lot or doing a lot what they did when Skylar Thompson came in the game last week and just a little dink and dunks. So in PPR league, I see him getting his, I guess now would be average 6-7 catches, especially coming out of the backfield. And Skylar Thompson getting rid of the ball as quickly as possible. My sneaky starter of the week is DeAndre Swift. Yes, I know he's not done much this year. The O-line is struggling. But you know what helps a quarterback out when you're struggling? Run the damn ball. Run the ball. He's facing the Colts. In week one, the Colts allowed Joe Mixon 159 yards, which was the most in the NFL that week. Last week, Josh Jacobs ran for 151, also led the NFL on the week. And also, their big defensive tackle, DeForest Buckner, just went to the IR. So that middle should be open up. I see DeAndre Swift hopefully getting it going. I mean, there's a reason why within only a couple hours of free agency, they signed him and had him in check. And I see him actually getting some decent runs in this week. My sits of the week for running back position, Kyren Williams against 49ers. Terrible running the ball so far this year for Kyren, averaging 2.5 yards per carry. The only thing that he'll do this week is catch the ball, if anything. But I see 49ers kind of locking in on Kyren, especially with Puka out and Cooper Kupp. I just feel like Kyren is not going to be as good as everyone has hoped he would be this year. He's only, 2.5 yards per carry is not going to get done in the NFL. My next start or sit of the week is Aaron Jones versus the Texans. They have a really good run defense, allowing, you know, last week it was DeAndre Swift only 14 carries, 18 yards. Week one was Jonathan Taylor, a top five running back, 16 carries, 48 yards. Plus, he's now sharing time with Ty Chandler. Last week, Ty Chandler, after Aaron Jones fumbled, he came in and ran for 82 yards. I see it being more of a 50-50 backfield right now in Minnesota. And against a good run defense, I see them trying to pass. But once again, I don't like this matchup for Minnesota. My one I'm scared to say, but J.K. Dobbins, he's facing the Steelers. They're only allowing 8 points a game. They held Javonte Williams 11 carries for 17 yards. And week one against top two running back, Bijan, 18 carries, 68 yards. And also this backfield, same thing with Aaron Jones, I feel. But this one is proven. It's a 50-50 backfield. They both touched the ball 18 times last week. I just don't see J.K. Dobbins running a lot against the Steelers. Also, Steelers have knowledge of what Dobbins is with him being in the division the last 4 years. Yes, he's been hurt, but he was still in the division against the Steelers as a Baltimore Raven. This year, he's a Charger, but I feel like he's going to be one of my sits of the week. For wide receiver, starts of the week, Brandon Ayuk, start him. He's the only big threat for Rams now with, you know, no Samuel. I seen George Kittle is now out as well. So if you have Kittle, find another solution. Maybe listen to my starts of the week coming up. Last year, he put up numbers without Samuel or Kittle on the field. And finally has got a couple of weeks of game action under his feet since he is sitting out with the contract holdout. I feel like he's going to have a huge week this week. Next is Ja'Marr Chase against the Commanders. This is, you know, same thing as what Brandon Ayuk held out for his contract, got a couple weeks of game playing. I think he's going to go off. I mean, and especially Commanders are allowing so many yards passing. Also, he's been already consistent, but look for big numbers this week. Last week, the Commanders also did give up 130 and a touchdown to Malik Nabers. And the week before, Evans and Godwin had huge games as well. So I look to see Ja'Marr Chase get the ball a lot this week and put up huge numbers. My last start of the week is Jameson Williams against the Cardinals. He's already had 20 targets on the season. He'll help out this week, especially with St. Brown kind of recovering from a quad injury. They can't target St. Brown, you know, over 15 targets a game like they have been. This is what happens. He gets beat up. You know, if he's not doing his little dive after a catch, he's getting hits. He's, you know, they're playing for another playoff run as well. So the longevity of the season, you're looking at further down the field or further down the line. I see Jameson Williams getting a lot of targets this week, and he's just so quick. He's so much faster. If you watch the games, he's getting so much separation. You know, Jared Goff has to just find him in stride one time, and there you go. There's going to be a big week. My sits of the week, DJ Moore. Yes, the Colts have a struggling defense, but I see them running the damn ball with DeAndre Swift. So I'm going to say DJ Moore is going to be my sit of the week against the Colts. Caleb Williams is struggling with his passing. And if they are going to pass, can that offensive line hold up that long to hold the pressure off? He's had 18 targets, catching 11 of them for 89 yards in two games, no touchdowns. So that wouldn't be, I wouldn't be happy with that. That's, you know, roughly like 8 points per game. Also, I do believe he's coming out and showing his frustration that, you know, he's getting mad because of a quarterback play. I just would sit DJ Moore this week. Next would be Michael Pittman Jr. He's facing the Bears in that same game. Richardson, once again, just like Caleb Williams, his completion percentage, he's struggling. He's struggling to get the better receiver involved. Pittman has 15 targets, only 7 catches for 52 yards. The big playmaker right now on the team is Alec Pierce, with him being a downfield stretcher, getting 100 yards per game, getting a touchdown per game. And also they got Josh Dobbs or Downs coming in this week. And we've seen that Richardson and Downs really like each other last year before both of them got hurt. So I see Pittman kind of still falling down. I would not be starting against probably Jalen Johnson is going to probably be shadowing Pittman as well. My sit of the week has to be Drake London against the Kansas City Chiefs. They only allowed 4 catches to 35 or for four, sorry, 4 catches, 35 yards last week to a far better receiver in Ja'Marr Chase. The Chiefs are allowing a lot more points and a lot more targets to the tight end position. Week 1, Isaiah Likely, 9 catches, 111, and a touchdown. Last week, the Bengals got a whole bunch of tight ends involved, which led to Mike Gesicki, 7 catches, 91 yards. If anyone on this offense is getting the ball, it's got to be Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts, hopefully, you know, he hasn't been getting a lot of targets with the last 2 games. I see Drake London struggling. If he didn't have that catch or touchdown catch at the end of the game last week, he would have had a dud game, we would have said. And week 1, he had a dud game as well. Those are my starting sits of wide receiver position. Next is the tight end position. My starts of the week is Trey McBride versus the Lions. He's the best tight end in the league, probably, I would say. At least the top 2 tight end in the league. Lions are allowing so many passing yards. And if they're going to hold, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr., that leaves McBride open. But again, like I said, with Kyler being one of my starts of the week, McBride is going to get his share. He's going to get his catches. If you're in tight end premium, that's huge for you guys. But I feel like he's one of the best tight ends in the league. He's going to get open. He's going to get his catches. He's going to get, you know, his 50, 60, 80 yards and maybe a touchdown this week for the tight end position. My next is Jonnu Smith versus the Seahawks. Much like Achan, getting a lot of short passes from Skylar Thompson. Thompson's going to be getting the ball in and out of his hands quickly. When Tua left the game last week, Smith actually finished the game with 7 catches, 53 yards. And we like seeing, you know, a whole bunch of catches. And also, Seattle's defense last week just allowed Hunter Henry 8 catches, 108 yards. So I see the target in this defense also is going to be going after or at the tight end position to break up the Seattle Seahawks defense. Brock Bowers is my last start of the week. I love me some Brock Bowers. You know, he lines up anywhere and everywhere. Plus, they have a plus matchup against the Panthers. Panthers look horrible right now. I think they're still trying to find their identity with this new coaches and coaching schemes. Last week, Brock Bowers had 8 targets. Or last 2 games, he's had 8 targets at least. Last week, he had 9. He caught 9, 98 yards. He's lining up everywhere. I love what they're doing with Brock Bowers. I mean, he could easily go for 100 yards this week, especially against a plus matchup in the Panthers. My sits of the week, Isaiah Likely versus the Cowboys. After week one, he did come down to earth last week. 3 catches, 26 yards. And also, this is still Mark Andrews' tight end position for the team. He had 5 catches, 51 yards last week. Andrews did. So I see Isaiah Likely still going to the tight end 2 position of this team. And Cowboys are, you know, it's a make right or get right game, especially after getting blown out by New Orleans. Also, they held, New Orleans pass catching tight ends to really nothing last week. So I see Isaiah Likely getting a sit of the week. Next is Zach Ertz versus the Bengals. Last week, Bengals held Travis Kelce, no longer his prime Travis Kelce, only 1 catch, 5 yards. Hunter Henry, who had a huge game last week, week one, he only had 2 catches, 18 yards. Also, Jaden Daniels' first instinct on this team is to run, which is huge. No for, you know, any positional team. And I know they've been sitting or saying that they want to get Terry McLaurin and more involved. So I could see them going after McLaurin over going to Zach Ertz. Also, the very last sit of the week, I just can't start him in any leagues, or I think every week I've had him as a sit of the week. Cole Kmet, once again, not elite tight end versus the Colts. This year on the season, Colts have, you know, not been allowing a lot of receiving yards to tight end position. And Cole Kmet only has 6 catches, 31 yards on the season. That's not going to get done, and he's got to have to be one of my sits of the week. That's another episode of the Fantasy End Zone. Check back next Tuesday. I'll be covering all of Week 3 games, injuries. Also, be sure to like us on Facebook, Instagram, and like us on anywhere you listen to the podcast. Also, please share this with family and friends. It helps the show, helps myself get out there. And you know what? Good luck this week on your Week 3 fantasy matchups. And I'll see you guys next week. Peace.